This is the Agile Thoughts Podcast, and I'm Lance Kine.
Hi there, folks. I'm Tom Perry, an Agile consultant, and like to introduce you to the world of impediments.
This is a continuing episode of a series with Tom Perry, and we're going to talk about those dastardly little impediments. I think the selling point you were talking about, how hard it is to sell a book on impediments, is that people think, because they experience them all the time, that they're experts at it. But they're maybe hitting the moose all the time, or they may be not learning from the lesson. And I think this book made it clear to me that there's a lot to learn. And there's some nice philosophy in here. And I love that you have games in here, like the safari hunt, where you go out and you look at other people's impediments. And that's really cool, because you're teaching your team how nice. He's got the safari hat. You're teaching your teams how to spot and have awareness of impediments. And maybe they discover things that other teams have solved that they are suffering. So I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
Did you really do the Elmer Fudd voice when you did the safari hunt?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh my God. Yeah. It's be very, very quiet. And the safari hunt, you know, was something where it came to me one day that what we need to do is, we get very introverted, very isolated as teams. We rock, we're great. What can we do better? And I was in this environment where I was working with a bunch of other teams. And so I thought to myself, well, what if we just go around and take a look at what other teams are doing? And so I made it a little silly and a little goofy, because that's who I am. And I said, okay, guys, just bear with me here. Instead of doing a retrospective, we're just going to sneak down the hall, and we're going to peer in the door of the other team areas, and we're going to look at what they're doing. We're not going to disrupt them. We're not going to say anything. We're literally going to kind of take a snapshot. We're going to look in the door. We're going to see what strikes us about what they're doing. And then we're going to come back to a conference room, and we'll sit down and just talk about what we saw. And as a team, it was an eye-opening experience, because we saw things that we liked. We saw things that were like, wow, that is cool. They have a burn down chart, or, they're a really nice Kanban board, or they're all so close together. What's up with that? Or they're not close together, or, so it was good things and bad things. We'd come away from some and be like, yeah, those guys, they're all kind of isolated in the four corners of the room. They don't look like they're working together. Or it would be like, oh, that's kind of neat. Let's do that too. And that really got people engaged in a way that sitting around having your typical retrospective just did not do, right? And also, we could sort of play the tiptoe down the hall game, which was I'm just goofing off. And so it was actually very, very productive.
Nice. Would this happen to be in that Bellevue office I recall you working at? Or is this, okay, mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A lot of different teams there, so that makes sense.
Yeah. So I was very lucky to have worked there for a while. But these days I'm doing training, so I do an awful lot of that. It's been a while since I played Scrum Master. So I, right now I'm doing IC Agile training of various and sundry kinds. I do lots of custom training for folks, Agile foundations of various and sundry types. And so my focus has shifted away from the Scrum Mastering and the coaching to more of the training. And I just, I'm really having a good time writing up or building the material and delivering it. It must be the ham in me.
This is a special announcement. If you are listening to this in January of 2025, on the 29th at 2 ET, 2 Eastern Time, we're going to have a special event, and it's interactive and live. And it's not just some Zoom hoo-ha meeting or meetup. It's going to be a fun, engaging, due to the 4T platform. We're going to use this platform, and you get to help me run an interview with the founder of 4T. This will be a totally different experience that brings engagement to the next level. There'll be prompts, there'll be debates, and there'll be special prizes. We're going to talk to the founder of Forty about his product development journey. And here is a powerful question that I want you to think about and be prepared to discuss in this event. Here's the question. What do you think is more important, moving fast or moving perfectly? So have that in mind. Think about what your response will be. And we're not going to tell you the answer to that one. You're going to join us on the stage and tell us what you think. So to find the event link, if you follow me on the socials, it'll show up there. But also you can go to forti.io, F-O-R-T-I.io, and look for the Agile Thoughts thumbnail. We've got show notes for you, and they include links to yummy things that we talked about in this episode. What are show notes? Show notes show up right in your podcast player if that's what you use to listen to the show. You just look into that part of your app, and you can click and tap away to your heart's content. But if you're not using a podcast player, don't worry, we're not leaving you out. Just go back to the website where you downloaded the MP3, and there you will see the show notes. Next episode, more Tom Perry.
One day I put into a slide deck a slide that said, so what problems do you see, or what did I get wrong? Because I found that you do this stuff and people will sit there and receive what you're doing. And they'll listen to you. But oftentimes they're sitting there thinking, yeah, but this won't work where I'm at.